Be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.
The Cosmic Footlights. Written by Daniel Wilmot and produced by Be Here.
In a galaxy where theatre is forbidden, media barons flood the airwaves with non-stop reality shows. One defiant acting troupe travels across the stars, its ragtag performers determined to bring live theatre to the universe and preserve the ancient traditions of good entertainment.
In the days when the stars were formed and mankind was but a child in the eyes of the universe, all human life was confined to one solitary planet. But man's curiosity overcame him. He longed to travel, explore the galaxies beyond his own. He built rockets, ships, satellites, made movies full of aliens with funny-shaped foreheads and even funnier-sounding names. And then, one day, when his genius was at its peak,
Seriously, could you stop, please?
What? What did I do this time?
You spoke. You opened your mouth and actual audible sound came out.
And that's bad?
Do you want me to answer that with words, or can I just howl?
Yeah, she's a bit harsh, isn't she, sir?
Shh, Sergeant, keep the curtain still. He'll see us.
Well, I thought I sounded great.
Yeah, and if I was deaf or lobotomised, I'd think so too. Look, why don't we start at the beginning, yes? What is your motivation?
Hey, I'm a movie star. I don't do motivation.
Yes, you do. I just said so. Now, this play's about how we went from living on one planet to colonising a universe full of aliens, light speed and highly tacky death rays. You're telling the story and you want me to listen to it.
Yes,
so but... make me want to listen to it.
Get ready to open the curtains.
Okay, let's get this straight. Little Miss Hoity-toity director woman. I'm a green world celebrity. I've got fans screaming for me across 52 solar systems. I've starred in more movies than you can count stars in the sky. And you're telling me you don't want to listen to me?
I tell you what, Mr. Crush. I'll listen to you as much as you like, but anything you do say may be given in evidence. Sergeant?
Lads!
Hey, why is there a SWAT team interrupting my audition?
Mr. Paris Crush, in case the heavily armed officers now surrounding you don't give it away, you're under arrest.
What? How did...
It's called a setup, mate. Look it up.
Wait. You're not a movie director.
Nope.
Damn it. I liked that script.
What, really? Because I wrote it myself.
Yes,
and...
yes, it was fantastic. Now, can
Hang on, Jed, I want to hear this.
You can hear it later when he's in a cell. Sergeant?
Oh... Do we have to lock him up, sir?
Excuse me?
Well, it's just the wife loves these films. She'd be really upset if
Sergeant,
we...
Sergeant, this man is a criminal. Will you please just...
Watch out!
Should have known it wouldn't be that easy.
He's got a gun? Why didn't you tell me he had a gun?
He's not supposed to have one.
You know what they say? Never meet a movie director without a good laser pistol.
Get behind the stage. Return fire.
Come here, darling.
Hey, let go of me. I thought you said you liked my script.
Now, I'm sure you've all seen me do the typical hostage scene before.
Paris, let her go.
Yeah, saying that doesn't usually work, remember?
I said let her go.
Back off.
Look, if you let me go, I'll write you another script. How's that?
I mean it. Back off, all of you, or I'm going to zap this girl's head like a great big... You shot me in the face!
Yep.
You shot him in the face!
I know.
But you could have hit me!
No, I couldn't.
You could have hit me!
It was only a stun blast. It wasn't going to do anything. Now then. Paris Crush, by the authority of the Luton Star Republic, I'm arresting you for drug abuse, piloting a ship whilst drunk, and really, really terrible acting.
Hear, hear.
Sergeant, get him on the ship.
Couldn't I just get his autograph first, sir?
Sergeant!
All right, all right. My wife's going to kill me.
You okay, Cat?
Nothing a night of heavy inebriation won't fix.
in the dark offices of Greenwald Media's central planet of operations, the contrite figure of Parrish Crush cowered by the wide view screen, while the footage of his own arrest played out before the piercing eyes of a woman he'd give his career not to let see it.
Stop the recording!
Nothing a night of heavy inebriation won't fix.
No, I didn't say rewind, did I? Just stop! That's better. So, Mr. Crush, would you say that was one of your better on-screen appearances this year?
No, Lady Valen.
Would you say that we at the Greenwald Broadcasting Executive enjoy spending our trillions bailing out celebrities so vacuous they can't even see a police trap when it stares them in the face?
Hey, I didn't know it was a trap. And you should have seen the script. It was about the universe and everything.
Mr. Crush, you have spent the last 6 days in a lunar prison. You have destroyed your reputation across the galaxy, and more to the point, you've put a black mark on ours.
Sorry,
Not only that, but the fact that you were arrested by that infuriatingly handsome Captain Jedi Holden has made the chairman particularly angry. This is not a good scenario for me.
For you?
Yes! Among other things, it means I now have to go through the excruciatingly tedious task of listening to you explain why I still have a use for you.
What?
You should have started talking by now.
But I thought you said you liked it when your celebrities got arrested. You said it boosts the viewings and...
You think our viewings need boosting, Mr. Crush?
Oh, no, I didn't mean...
You think the quality of our programming is so inferior that we need your unseemly antics to regain our audience.
No, no, that's not what I meant.
Paris, relax. I was only trying to frighten you. You're right, as it happens. A good violent arrest is exactly what we need these days. Of course, it's not as good as a nice, juicy death.
Well, unfortunately, I forgot to die this time, but... Hey... Why have you got that knife out?
Don't you want to help boost our viewings, Mr. Crush?
Hey, no, wait a minute.
It does have a good ring to it. Disgraced interplanetary film star found horribly stabbed through the kidney. Rumours of a suicide
No,
were...
Lady Valen, please, I...
No? You'd prefer a murder story then, would you?
No, please, Lady Valen, I can still help you. I'm still popular,
Murder it is, then! Hello, Francis? Yes, it's me. Tell the Central Network I have a special news broadcast for them. And I think it's time we tightened the screws on the Holden family, don't you? Oh, this is the last time I want to see their names cross my desk. Oh, and speaking of my desk, there's a rather nasty red stain spreading across it. Send a new one up to my office at once, would you?
Far away, in the auditorium of a small theatre on the capital planet of Luton Star...
Ladies, gentlemen and children of all species, that was the Little Moon Theatre Company's final performance of the ancient classic... Death by Humbugs. Now, let's have an extra special thanks to the show's producer, director, and leading lady, the graceful, the distinguished Madame Jean Holden.
It's all right. It's all right, we're here. We made it. Here's the box office. Well, that's odd. There's no one about.
Do you think I was convincing? I mean, he really thought I was a director, didn't he? Especially when I was mean and horrible and...
Kat, you were brilliant. I told you.
What if I can only convince gullible people?
Kat, please.
I'm sorry. I just really want your mum to give me an acting job, and she won't give me one if I'm not convincing when I act. Do you think I'm convincing when I act?
Hello? Hello? We're here to see the play.
Sorry, I was... Oh, my word, young Jedi Holden. What a naughty boy you are turning up so late.
Oh, sorry, Beaky, the space lanes were packed again. Have we missed the show?
I'm afraid the play's just finished, dear. The audience will be out in a minute.
Oh, Scarab's pincers.
Now, now, young man. There's no need for language.
I got caught up at Luton Star. I had a case to close.
It was great, Beaky. Jed hired me as an actress to help him catch an evil celebrity man. No, don't make tutting sounds. It was a Greenwald guy. He deserved it.
You young people, always throwing yourselves into all that fighting, shooting, flying spaceships. It'll do you no good, you know. And you shouldn't be encouraging Kat to get involved, young Jedite. She's got a bright future as an actress right here. You'd make a good performer yourself if you'd only listen to your mother once in a while.
Hey, we're not starting all that again, okay? I'm the youngest captain in my division and I'm proud of it.
Calm down, my dear. I'm only teasing you. You know me, Jedite. I can't resist being all motherly. Especially when your real mother's so busy. You know, I've watched you grow up so much these last few years, it almost feels like you're a son of my own.
I thought you hated kids.
I tell you what, I'll take you backstage to see her, shall I? Kat, why don't you go and help Lenny and the other technical staff take down the set? I'm sure they could use a hand.
Okay.
Leaving Kat to adjust her false arm with a sigh, Ambika led Jedite away from the box office and along the corridors to the dressing rooms.
Of course, being an old fiction comedy, we weren't sure how well it was going to sell at first, what with all that reality rubbish Greenwald's churning out on the galaxy these days. But your mother was very clever. She got a lot of people to fly in from the Oakwood star system on a special deal and... Ah, here we are. This is your mother's dressing room. Go on, give her a nice surprise.
Mum? Mum? Hi, it's Jed. Are you in there?
She should be inside.
Mum? Hello? Well, she's not in here.
Well, she could be in the auditorium chatting to the press, I suppose. I'll go and check. What in the galaxy was that?
It came from outside.
Guys, guys, there's a great spaceship parked over us in the sky.
Open the window, let me see. It's Greenwald.
It's who?
It's a requisition ship. I've seen them before.
They're dropping demolition bombs.
We'll soon see about that. Kat, get the staff into the crisis chamber. You know the way. Jedite, find that mother of yours
and... Little Moon Theatre, your attention, please. This is Lady Felicia Vallon of the Greenwald Broadcasting Executive.
Ambika? Ambika, what's going on?
Mum.
Jed, what are you...
You're probably as yet unaware, but your company's founders have just relinquished their ownership to us. And as a result, this theatre is now our property.
What? We've done no such thing.
You are hereby requested to evacuate the premises immediately. All disappointed audience members may report to the previous owners for a refund. The demolition bombs will resume launching in ten of this planet's minutes. Thank you.
Wait, they've no right to do that.
Greenwald and their filthy tricks. Jedite, give me that police radio of yours. Vallon, get yourself down here at once and talk to us like a real woman.
As you wish, ladies.
Hey, how did you...
Oh, come on, Captain. Surely you've seen a simple teleportation device before.
Those are illegal outside of police use.
My, my, aren't you boring. Now, Ms. Holden, Ms. Luthra, I have the requisition documents here. If you just care to sign them, we can...
Take those ludicrous papers out of my face, Felicia. Beaky and I will sign no such documents, and you know it.
My laser pistol thinks you might, Miss Holden.
Yeah? Well, mine says you're going to get lost or get shot, so...
Jedite!
It's all right, Mum. I've met scarier girls than this on a good night out.
Eloquent son of yours, isn't he, Miss Holden?
Come on, Flick. This isn't about Mum's theatre company. It's about me putting your pretty boy Paris away, isn't it?
Well, there is that, yes.
Oh, I tell you what, I can chuck you in the cell with him if you like. Breaking and entering with an illegal weapon sound good?
Not as good as the sound of your own voice, it would seem. Speaking of which, Greenwald and I are trying to establish ourselves as number one in the galactic entertainment industry. So this is about your mother's theatre, actually. As long as she is in business offering the public another option, do you see where I'm going with this?
Back home to tell your bosses you've failed.
I'm not going anywhere, Captain. And if you think that little pop gun of yours is going to make me, you can...
Jedite, no!
Mum, get back!
Boys! Get down here and grab her!
Take me.
Hey, let go of her.
Up to the ship with her, lads.
Mom! Hey, you bring her back down here. You bring her back now.
Sorry, can't oblige, darling. Be seeing you.
Get back down here.
That's the demolition cannons. They're going to fire.
You hear what I said?
Jedi, we have to get out. Come on.
Quick, I can hear the blast coming.
Get to the crisis chamber. If we hide in there, we can...